Welcome, Sister Renee, in the house of a prayer. I can see Sister Renee in the house of a prayer. Shalom, Sister Renee. Shalom in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
How are you, Sister?
I'm doing fine. I just want to give my testimony.
Yeah. Jesus Christ loves you. Do you believe that Jesus Christ loves you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay, Sister Renee, may you greet the member in this studio, the member that are following this program. I would like to inform you, my brother, my sister, that today we are doing evangelism in the street, and we present this program right now in the street. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Hallelujah. Yes. Sister Renee, may you please greet the member attending this service. May you greet them.
Shalom, shalom to everybody. God bless to everybody who's in this program.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, member of this program, I would like to inform you that today our sister Renee from Canada is going to testify for the glory of God, for what the Lord has done in her life. As she testifies, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is going to bless her the more. And then you will listen to this program and will believe in the God of Sister Renee. You're going to receive a deliverance, the breakthrough, and the power of a testimony will cover you and follow you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Yes. Sister Renee, you may present your testimony for the glory of God. You have now your turn to do your testimony for the glory of God for the next maximum 15 minutes. Maximum 15 minutes. Okay. You have the word.
Well, I just want us to testify about the glory of God and the glory that God has done for me, all the good that He has done for me.
Yeah.
Well, I was going through so much, and I'm living in Canada right now, and I've reached out to Pastor Daniel, and he was, you know, you have been so good to me. You helped me. You showed me how to pray. I did not pray. And we prayed about it. You took your time out to help me to pray. I struggled to get my driving license. I failed 3 times already. And when I reached out to Pastor Daniel, he prayed with me, and I passed my test. So glory be to God. Glory be to God for that. I thank you, Pastor Daniel. I know God has used you to help me, and I just want to give God glory. I'm struggling to get a better job, then Pastor Daniel has helped me. We prayed together, he listened, he prayed through, and all this stuff. You know, you blessed the olive oil, and I used it. I read the chapters that Pastor Daniel said I should use. God used him to help me, and I just want to say that I have now got a new job in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. You know, God has blessed me, and I'm so grateful. I just want to testify that God is real. He's real. Now I feel so much better. I know how to pray, and Pastor Daniel has helped me so much. I just want to thank you in the name of Jesus, you know. God has used you to bless me, and this is my testimony. God has been good to me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, my sister, I have some question to ask you. What can you say to brothers and sisters that are facing the same situation like the way you have it in the past? What can you say as advice to the children of God?
Have faith in God and believe in God, you know. Be faithful to God. Pray and read your Bible and believe in God. Try to go to churches, you know, like Pastor Daniel's church. You can benefit so much, you know, to be closer to God. Pastor Daniel is a man of God, and if you go to his church and, you know, be around that type of Holy Ghost, you know, you can learn so much, you know, learn how to pray. You can learn to build your faith stronger in God, and that, I believe, is a very, very priceless thing. When you're closer to God, you're closer to everything in life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And another question I want to ask, do you have friends in Canada that they have the situation that you faced before in the past? Do you have friends there in Canada, they have the same situation like yours in the past?
Yeah, this is a tough, Canada is a tough country. A lot of people struggle, you know, with many things like mine. So yes, there's always situations like this in Canada. I think people struggle like myself.
I think, Sister Renee, it will be also advisable that you inform them about what God has done in your life in order to motivate their faith and to do exactly what you have done for them to be blessed and to be delivered. Isn't it?
Amen, I agree. I will definitely tell them about the glory of God. I will definitely tell them about this.
Okay, Sister Renee, may you raise up your right hand in heaven as I'm going to pray for you. Raise up your right hand in heaven. My Father, we thank you, Jehovah, King of Glory, for the testimony of a Sister Renee in Canada. She has testified in the past her situation was difficult and she was desperate. You brought the right word of God to her, the living word of God that has changed her life. In less than 2 weeks, she got what she asked. I do remember Sister Renee sent her prayer request saying, Pastor, I need my driving license and I need a job. Today, you have given her what she asked. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to protect the blessing that you have given her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of robbery, stealing the blessing that you have given her, I rebuke it by the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jehovah, because you have done it. May her be invisible before the enemy in Jesus' name. May her tongue have a power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and to speak the word of a deliverance and the word of a healing, the word of a breakthrough, the word of salvation, and to attract even many other people, brothers and sisters in her family, to join the way of salvation, the true word of God, the word of living in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jehovah. I know, as a human being we are, Sister Renee does have many other prayer requests, but today she has presented this testimony for what you have done already for her. Grant again the desire of her heart for her to grow from glory to glory and to testify every day as King David testified. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and we say, Amen. Say Amen, Sister Renee.
Amen.
Yes, my brother, my sister, may we applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Yes. Sister Renee, I have prayed for you. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you and is so happy for your testimony. Use your testimony to fortify faith of people. And your testimony will be published in the radio, on Facebook, on social media to motivate faith of many other people. Remember, the testimony for the glory of God is the Word of God. Many people following this service, and many other people will follow this service after the publication of this service.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.